Okay, Besi'ata Dishmaya. We are here in Shari Yichud, and we're going to be learning on the parasha, Parashat Ekev. And there's a lot of depth in this Torah, a lot of specifically Breslev teachings on this Torah, but there's many beautiful things, many beautiful things. B'zat Hashem, we're going to focus on the idea of there's a pasuk in the Torah that says in this week's parasha, "V'yancha v'yarivecha v'yachilcha et aman." Hashem fed us man in the desert. Asher lo yadata v'lo yedeun avotecha. That you didn't know what it was, your forefathers didn't know what it was. Why did Hashem give the Israelites in the desert man? To make it known to us that it's not by way of the bread alone that a person will live. Rather, it's rather by way of all of what comes out of the mouth of Hashem, so to say, the speech of Hashem, that will keep a person in existence, right? It's not the physical alone, it's rather a person lives off of the speech of Hashem, the brachas and the creating speech of Hashem that's bringing life and vitality and vitamins to all the food that we engage with and all the things that we're dealing with throughout our life. Mizat Hashem, we're going to try to download some ideas from this pasuk. And go a little bit deeper. Bezat Hashem. Before we do that, I can't go without saying it. It says in the beginning of this parasha, "Vaya ekev tishmeun." Right? We talked about this already, but "Vaya ekev tishmeun." "Vaya," the rabbis teach us, anytime a Torah or a pasuk starts with the word "Vaya," it's a language of joy. We're about to be told something positive, happy. And if the Torah starts a pasuk with vayehi, it's a language of tzar, of pain, of something that's tough. So vehaya ekev tishmeun. Simply put, what does it mean? And it will be after hearing all of these laws and commandments, and God will guard over you. But ekev means the heel. Tishmeun means to hear. Vehaya means joy. Right? So Reb Nachman says on this that simcha has to be so strong in a person. Joy has to be so strong in a person that vehaya, that ekiv tishmun, that your heels will feel it, your heels will understand it, that the joy hits inside of your head from something that you understand or a decision that you make to be in a state of joy, not to be in negative thoughts all day long. You change the way you're thinking. That joy needs to trickle all the way down to your heels, and then when it gets down there, and your heels understand the level of joy that you had in your mind and in your heart, then your feet will naturally pick up and start to dance and start to move around. That's true simcha, right? That simcha reaches all the way down to the bottom, lowest part of your being, and from there picks you back up and throws you into a dance. Bezat Hashem. So Bezat Hashem, let's get into this Torah. It's not by way of the bread that a person lives, it's by way of what comes out of Hashem's mouth. So to say his mouth. Ki achilat Yisrael, yikara kedusha u'gvura me'od. The eating of a Jew is very, very, very precious. It's a very lofty idea. Ki achilat kedusha hi b'chinat Torah mamash. Eating in a holy way is the aspect of Torah mamash. Your meals can be like you're learning Torah right now. And your Torah will be in my intestines, in my guts. Life force is always being brought down from the life of lives. You can't get all the shefa that's coming down from Hashem all the time because that's too much light for you. The only way that you can get that light that's coming down is by way of the letters of the Torah, by way of being busy with Torah, learning Torah again and again. That constricts the light to be able to come inside of you without shattering the vessels. Like it's explained in Torah 50, 56, ועל כן עיקר החיות על ידי התורה. Therefore, the main aspect of life is by way of Torah. Like it's written, כי הוא חייך ואורך ימיך, right? It's, this is your life. Torah is life. That's where the life force and the energy is coming down. כי על ידי תורה שיש בה פרשיות וסדרים, על ידי זה קוראים את החיי חיים וממשיכים ממנו החיות. By way of a Torah that has parashiot every week, it has darim, it has different separations in the Torah, right? Seven aliyahs in every parasha corresponds to the 7 days of the week. There's so much order there, there's so much life that's there, so much wisdom, so much da'at, and we bring that down. Badragah, level by level, measure for measure, right? You learn one pasuk, each pasuk is separated from the other, there's a whole world in each one, right? And you keep going down and you bring down these lights, level by level. שעל ידי זה עיקר החיים. And that's the main aspect of life, right? Like people love to say nowadays in our generation, it's not about the daf, it's about the yomi. So it is about the daf, it is about the daf, not the yomi. But that shefa comes down every day, and when you tap in every day, then that's called life, right? If you just do the daf and you get stuck there, then you probably won't do another daf, right? So yes, you have to keep the progression of moving forward every day. But you also see what a pele, a wonder in the world that we've been seeing, is that yes, the daf yomi has immense connection to all of the things that are going on in the world, and so to any other Torah. If a person is used to learning Torah every day, they set for themselves times to learn every day, and they go from cover to cover, right? Like the Baal Shem Tov says, you have a bookmark in there, and it could be that that book sat on the shelf for 2 years, but when you come back to it, you're in the middle of it, you're not at the beginning of it, you have a bookmark there, continue from where you were, and you finish the book cover to cover. When a person does that, you'll see that even if the book was there for 2 weeks on the shelf, a year and a half on the shelf, when you open it back up and you get back into it, it's going to be talking to you. And you're going to understand why you didn't read it for the past year. You're going to see that the Torah is alive, and that every single time that you tap into it, it's walking with you. It's giving you the guidance and the advice that you need in your life right now. Go ahead, you had a question?
What's daf and yomi?
Daf yomi is a practice that started 100 plus years ago, of going through one daf. A daf is a page. A yom is a day. Daf yomi, going through a page of Gemara, meaning front and back of the Gemara, every single day. Right? And people around the world do it, and you see that people are aligned across the world on the same page of Gemara, and that usually, a lot of times, you'll see that current events come up in the world that are connected to the daf yomi, like it happens with the parasha. How does all this happen? Because it is life. All of your week's blessings and events and things that could have happened are hinted in the parasha. Everything's there.
Well, that's what the Rebbe said, to live with the times.
Correct, exactly, right? Not only that, the Baal HaTanya once wanted to read. He was a young man. He wanted to read, and the rabbi that he was with asked him, "Do you know everybody in the shul and what their story is?" And how every aliyah connects to everybody that got that aliyah. Do you know how to make the connections between everybody that's getting the aliyahs and what's written inside the Torah? Why? Because that's really what Torah is. That's really what Torah is, right?
You know, Torah defeats.
Correct. And that's why it's scary to go into ChatGPT and AI and to try to learn Torah, because there's souls there. It's about the soul. It's about the soul connection, right? These things can't be done robotically. These can't be done without that mochin, without that connection. It's real stuff, right? So when we come to eat in a holy way, what are we doing when we eat? Physically, what are we doing? We're pulling down vitality, right? We feel weak, so then we eat. Right? For those of us that have been in the course, 6-week course on eating, right? We finished last week 5 weeks of learning about eating. And today we'll be learning the last class in the course on sleeping. All the lessons are still up there, though. Whoever's interested can reach out. Right? There you understand that when you come to eat in a holy way, why are you eating? To bring life force. You feel weak, so you eat. God made it that way so you wouldn't feel too prideful and go days and days with working and forgetting about God. So every time you come to eat, you are tapping back into vitality and life force. You feel weak and you need to eat to get energy. Is that not the same thing as learning Torah? Tapping into life to bring down life? So one is more spiritual, one's more physical, but they're both spiritual, they're both life. It's just one you can feel tangibly. You see that there is power inside food to bring vitality to a person.
Well, that's what the Torah is like medicine.
Correct, right? It is, it's true. If you tap into it, you can get a lot of healing. It just happened to me right now in my chavruta right now. Also, correct. You leave the Torah, you leave tefillah, and you feel like you worked out, right? מחי החיים לתוך כל בעלי חיים שמשם עיקר החיים. The food has the ability, it's this physical vehicle that has the ability to bring down all that Torah that you learned, put it inside the food, all these lights of Hashem to bring it into the food, and then to help it come into the living beings, the animals, the plants, us.
But also, it can be like poison too, if one person compares to like a flower.
Correct.
So
if a person doesn't merit. וזה הכוח מקבלים כל המאכלים מהתורה. How do all of the foods get their powers, their own unique powers, what they can do for a person? They receive it from the Torah. ועל כן צריכים לאכול בקדושה על פי התורה. Therefore, you have to eat in a holy way according to what the Torah said. Meaning the Rambam and the other halachot that go into eating and in a holy way and only kosher food and with a blessing before with intention and a blessing afterwards with intention. There's many things that go into eating, right? Washing your hands in the right way. What blessings come first, which blessings come afterwards, right? Not drinking too much while you're eating. All these different things, chewing your food up completely while you're eating, not talking nonsense at the table. All these different things together, they sanctify the eating, and it can go to a higher place. And that's the aspect of Toratcha betoch me'ai. Your Torah is in my midst, it's in my guts. Ki daik al yedei mitzvot ha-Torah nimshach zeh ha-koach letoch ha-ma'achalim. Specifically by way of the mitzvot of the Torah, that this power is brought down into the food, shielem koach lachayot behem nefesh kol chai, that they have the ability to give life to any living creature. Lamshich hachayut mechai hachayim letoch kol ba'alei chayim, to bring down the life from the life of lives, from Hashem, into all of the living creatures in this world. Ki zeh hakoach nimshach rak al yedei ha-Torah, the only way this can be done is by way of the Torah. Shal yedei ha-korin et chayei chayim. And by way of that, we can call out, right? We can call down, call out to Chaye Chaim, the life of lives. Therefore, אסור ליהנות מהעולם הזה בלא ברכה. Therefore, it's forbidden to enjoy and benefit from this world without making a bracha. כי על ידי הברכה שמברכים תחילה, by way of the bracha that you make in the beginning before you even eat it, על ידי זה קורין את הבורית ברך שהוא חיי חיים שברא דבר זה בכוח זה, שיש לו כוח להמשיך לחיות. The bracha is what calls out to Hashem. Your bracha calls out to Hashem and says, bring down life force into this food. Inject it with your life. Bring Torah into my food. The physical food that I'm eating inside of it is going to go into my intestines. I want there to be Torah inside this food. I'm making a bracha to activate all of that's inside there. Right? He said it's asur. It's forbidden to benefit from this world before you make a bracha. What does the word asur mean? Not really forbidden, bound, right? Tied up, like the Baal HaTanya talks about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And what is matir? What is mutar? That you release the bounds, right? So what was? There is godliness in the food. There is sparks of Hashem inside the food. There is Torah inside the food, but it's all forbidden for you. It's all bound up. It's all tied up until you make that bracha. So even if you eat the food, you're not getting any of those sparks because you, so to say, stole something that wasn't yours. Say the bracha, now all of that Torah, all of that godliness, all of that life, all of the Shekhinah is revealed by way of your food, and it starts to reveal itself outwardly, and then now you eat it, and that's what's sitting inside of you. Torah is sitting inside of you. Godliness is sitting inside of you. ועכשיו, על ידי הברכה שאנו אומרים, by way of the bracha that we say, ברוך אתה השם, המוציא לחם מן הארץ, בורא פרי העץ, שהכל נהיה בדברו, בורא פרי האדמה, all these different blessings that we make, we call out to Hashem and we draw down this vitality from Hashem Yitzbarach, who is the life of lives. And we bring it, that vitality by way of the speech of the bracha into the food that we want to eat. ואז דייקה יש כוח במאכל להחיות את האדם בחיות לקדושה. Then specifically the food has the power needed to give you life in a holy way. שהוא עיקר חיות אמיתי. That's true life, right? Someone online was saying, there was a whole discussion of intermarriage, Jews can intermarry or not, and this. And the person said, the main thing is just to have love. So I said, only true love is the love of Hashem. That's the love that trickles down into your relationship. That's the love that trickles down to you and your children. The only true love could ever be pulled from that lofty of a place. Like the Biyam Darkecha says, we don't even know what love is in our language and how we feel. We barely know what love is, let alone God's love, right? But for sure, For sure, if we ever experience love, and we all have, le'maaseh, we know what love is. To define it is very hard. We know practically what it feels like, right? What's the highest level of that? Hashem, Hashem. So yeah, we have tons of people walking around this world that are alive. That are alive. They have blood flowing through their veins, their heart is pumping, their brain is working. But is that life? Do they have life? How many rich people have so much money, have all the food in the world, and they still don't have life? They still don't have connection. They don't have even emotions. They can't even feel pain for another. They can't have empathy for another without having empathy via money. Right? To feel, to be in the world, to connect, to have a true life. And life involves pain. It involves ups and involves downs, right? Like the heart monitor. If it's flat, that's not life. Only when it's up and down is that called life. And Kiddusha, life of Kiddusha is the main life. Therefore, the main chiyut, vasviya, the satiation that we get, is by way of the bracha. It's actually the bracha that so to say, gives us the satiation, fills us up. V'achaltem, the Torah says, v'achaltem, in Yoel. Achol v'savua v'hilalt et Hashem Hashem. You eat and be satiated, and praise God. Ki ikar chiyut shemechaye ma'achal et ha'adam hu al yedei ha'bracha. The main life that gets down inside of your food is by way of the bracha that you make on it. Al kol ma she'ochlim ve'ne'enim yimenu, on everything that you eat and you enjoy it, misham nishashel ha'koach gam lechol ha'ma'achlim she'ochlim ha'akum. You make a bracha on your food. How does a goy enjoy his beer? Enjoy his hamburger? His bacon? No, how does he enjoy it? How does there pleasure in that food? He doesn't make a bracha. Our brachas make it. Our brachas put pleasure in the whole entire world's food. It's also the life force inside the animals. Meaning the fact that there's a cow walking that's one day is going to be shechted and we're going to eat and make a bracha on it, that's what gives it life to even walk in this world. The whole world exists by way of Am Yisrael that is keeping Torah and mitzvot. This also goes on how do people in the most random places in the world come up with technological advances? Some kid here in Cheder, in Tzfat, opened his heart out to Hashem, learned the Mishnah, chapped the Mishnah came down for him in his heart. That dropped an idea of a patent for electric toothbrush, for electric car, you know? Something across the world, an application idea. Everything comes down from the Torah. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. So if everything has to come from the blueprint, and there's only a few people in the world dealing with the blueprint. So where do all the blessings of the world come from? How does anybody eat something and taste anything? Because there's a Jew somewhere in the world making a bracha with connection to Hashem. Releasing all the sparks in the food. When we eat according to Torah and we eat with a bracha, when a chayut shel zulatam ki yisrael mekablim chiyut amiti shu chiyut kedusha, we receive the true vitality, the true holy vitality. We receive the vitality from the Torah. Right? We talked about Rav Steinman here in the past. Rav Steinman lived to 104 years old, and over 80 years of his life, right, he ate blended bread with a touch of sugar and water. There was milk in the beginning, then he cut out the milk because it was too sweet, then he cut out the sugar because it was too sweet. Towards the end of his life, it was literally blended bread with water, a cup of that. So take two pieces of sliced bread, put it in a blender, add some water. He would drink that in the morning or in the afternoon, whatever it was. That was what he would eat all day long. Lived to 104 years old, all day long, burning his brain in Torah and Tefillah. And we all know how long it is to learn Torah. Even more so on that level, with no distractions, no smartphones, no AI helping, no nothing. Just pure dveikut in the Sefer. With two pieces of shredded, blended bread and a cup of water. And he lived 100 years on that diet. Sharpest person in the world. It's not by way of the bread alone that you live. It's by what comes out of the mouth of Hashem. Divrei Torah, these words of Divrei Elokim Chaim, that's what brings life. That's what's bringing the vitality. Ve'al ken rak hem yikraim chaim be'emet. That, therefore, right, what did it say a few weeks ago? Ve'atem advekim ba'adonai Elohechem, chaim kulechem ayom. All of you that are clinging to Hashem, your God, you're living today. You're living today. That was last week's parasha. What does it mean, all of you that are clinging to him are living? And whoever is not clinging to God, what is he then? Not living. Alive in this world, walking here, but he's not living. People who have dveikut are living. So too here. Right? It's the same thing. The reshaim, the wicked people in the world that don't want a connection with Hashem, they're in their life, they're called dead. Right? People love to quote all the time, Tzadikim b'mitatam yikraim chayim. Tzadikim, when they die, are called alive. And the same source also says, Reshaim b'chayim yikraim etim. And people that don't live according to Torah in their lifetime are called dead. People that oppose Hashem, that don't want a connection with Hashem, in their lifetime they're called dead. They're like zombies walking. Like the rabbi said, Ki achayut shalem eno chiyut klal. Their vitality, their life force that they're bringing down is not called life at all. They don't know how to pull down life from the life of lives in a measured, balanced, level by level way. You can take the psychedelic and get to very lofty places, but that's not called life. You didn't earn that. You didn't bring it down level by level. You didn't learn Torah over stage and stage and stage. And I'm not nullifying it completely. The people that medically, whatever it is, it's a different topic. But I'm saying a person that's seeking out connections with Hashem, it comes from the everyday actions of slowly but surely drawing down that life. Like when we're living in this world, right? What happens if in the morning you have one huge breakfast? You don't need to eat for the rest of the day at all? At all? You're not going to, now for 24 hours you're sorted because you ate 24 hours worth of food in one sitting? You're going to be hungry by lunchtime. Most likely. Right? And if not by dinner, you're probably going to be starving because that all of that one shot of food is not how your body can handle it. It doesn't know how to break it down. It can't do it. It was too much. It was ribui or it was too much light. And you're going to need the picker-upper later on. Right? Whether it's the coffee or whatever kind of energy drink or whatever energy food it is, the candy that's going to give you the sugar boost to keep going. Because what did you do? You shoved, 5,000 calories down in an hour and a half. But that's not how you eat properly. That's not how to live. That's not how you use food. Same thing with Torah, same thing with connection to Hashem. It's, if God is the whole point, then why don't I just spend my whole entire day in complete dveikut? Because that's not called life. Hashem put you in this world to live. How do you do that then? How do you draw down life and vitality and connection to Hashem? Slowly but surely, word for word, pasuk for pasuk, through the Torah, level by level.
It's like the Prague.
Yeah, the Maharal of Prague.
So the person has to build structure, deep into the concrete and all that, layer by layer.
Correct. Exactly what we're saying. Meaning, right? Step by step. Within step by step, not only does that mean time, that also means quality, meaning what Torahs are you learning? There's also quality of Torah. Right? And if you don't have the first steps, how are you on the 15th step? How are you in such deep books if you're not there and if you haven't read the most basic ones that the 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds are reading? How do we not know that, but we're already in the depth? We haven't put in hours there, but we're already here. So every soul, right? I'm talking very generally, But the same thing needs to be applied there, to understand what is level by level mean. It's time and quality. It's amount of time and it's how deep are you going into that topic? How deep are you going into the Torah? The only way to really grow that way, like we're saying, level by level, is when you're eating is according to Torah. And that's what the verse says, Tzadik ochel lesova nafsho. The tzaddik eats the sova nafsho, to satiate his soul. And the stomach of the reshaim, of the wicked, is always lacking. The tzaddik eats just to satiate his soul. And the stomach of the wicked is always lacking. We didn't talk about even the stomach of the tzaddik. He eats, and he gets satiation in his soul. The rasha, we don't even see him eating, and his stomach is always empty. Shalom Rav. Kara. Baruch Hashem. תוכנית קשר אליו בשמחה. 11 וחצי?
סורי.
אוקיי. Okay. So the only way we get this is by way of holy eating, like we said, right? וזה בחינת צדיק אוכל לסוף הנפשו. The צדיק eats for the satiation of his soul. And the רשעים, their stomach is always lacking. Why? Because the רשע, the wicked person, the person that doesn't live according to Torah, he doesn't have the ability to satiate his soul and to live properly, since he doesn't draw it down from the life of lives. You're trying to get satiation from a cow instead of getting it from God. From your lust, from things that are things in this world that are pulling you, instead of getting it from the right place. You're seeking
right,
God's life.
Right.
What? Sorry?
What's the right place?
Torah and tefillah, meaning even when I eat, my mindset is not about the physical food that's in front of me. It's about the word of Hashem. Right? Like the pasuk that we started with. Kol matza piya havaya ichi adam. Person lives by way of the what comes out of Hashem's mouth, not by way of the bread. It's not the way that it goes. And the Reshaim, they're not able to do it because they don't pull their life force from that place. You can only do that with Torah. You can only do that with a deep connection that you understand that when I come to eat, what does it mean with Torah? That I apply the Torah to my eating, the right halachot, with the bracha, with the right mindset, that I understand why I'm eating and what that it's not the food, it's really Hashem. And I eat kosher, of course. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Ki lo al lechem levado chi adam. It's not only by way of the bread that you're going to live. Ki al kol motza pi adonai chi adam. It's rather by way of everything that comes out of the mouth of Hashem, so to say. That's what you live by way of. Shikar chayut mi motza pi avaya. That's where life comes from. For what Hashem brings out of His mouth. Shenimshach chayut mi chay chayim. Meaning the main life force is what you bring down from the life of lives, which is Hashem, by way of your bracha, which is the aspect of motza pi Hashem. What is that? Now we get a deeper understanding. Al kol motza pi Hashem. You don't live by way of the food, rather by any time your mouth brings out Hashem. The bracha. What's your mouth bringing out Hashem? It's the bracha. Ki b'itaruta diletata ita'ar le'ela. By way of an arousal down below, there will be an arousal up above. And when we make a bracha down here in our mouths, then, so to say, the mouth of Hashem is opened up to bring down life and speech in the proper measure, level by level. And then by way of that, we get holy life force. And that's what we bring out of the food. And that's why we say it's not only by way of the bread that you're going to live. It's by way of what comes out of your mouth. That arouses Hashem's mouth, and then the word of Hashem is inside the bread that you're eating, and then it has the ability to give you the satiation that you need. Be'ezrat Hashem yitbarach. That is one idea. Let's see if there's another short one here. This, I'm going to speak from the heart a little bit. It's good. It's good. There's a pasuk here at the end of the parasha in the fifth aliyah. Ve'ata. Now, Israel, ma Adonai Elohecha shoel mi'imach ki im li'ira et Adonai Elohecha lelechet b'chol erachav ule'ahava oto ule'avod et Adonai Elohecha b'chol evavcha u'b'chol nafshecha. The Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Israel, Am Israel, precious Jew, what's Hashem asking of you? What's Hashem already asking of you? Simple question, right? And then Moshe says, to have awe of Him, to walk in all of His ways, to love Him, to serve Him, with all of your heart, with all of your soul. What's he asking? If not just for everything. It's a big list. What's God asking for? Just Irat Shamayim. Just awe of God. Just love of God. To walk and keep all of the Torah. Why is this a small thing? The Gemara asks this question. The Gemara asks this question and says, Is this a small thing? What's he asking? So there's many different answers. But the answer the Gemara says, Legabe Moshe, it is. For Moshe Rabbeinu, this is a small thing. There's a famous question on that. We're not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu here. It's Moshe talking to us. For Moshe, it's a small thing to have all of these levels. Come the students of the Baal Shem Tov and tell us, each one of you has a Moshe inside of you. And for the part of Moshe inside of you, it's a small thing to have love of Hashem, awe of Hashem. It's a small thing. That part of you is so pure, so rectified, it's not a big thing to ask for it, to have awe of Hashem, to love of Hashem, to keep the mitzvot. You have a part inside of you that's so pure that you can do it. Another way of understanding it, the Baal Shem Tov brings. The Baal Shem Tov says, Legabe Moshe, what does it mean, Legabe Moshe? For Moshe, it's a small thing. If you have a connection to a Rebbe, and you have love for that Rebbe, and you have awe of that Rebbe, and you have a relationship with him, and you listen to all the things that he tells you, like Hashem, like Moshe is telling us to do with Hashem. Once you get to that level, it's a small thing. You need to get to have that from Moshe, then to take that to Hashem, you're already getting how to do it now. Take a holy person in your life. Have love for him, have awe of him, respect him, listen to what he says. Once you start to do that, taking that to the next level, it's a smaller thing. It's not such a big thing. Once you know how to act with the tzaddik, you start to learn. And that's the whole point. It's never about the tzaddik itself, himself, right? It's never about that. It's always about learning how to connect to Hashem. And once you start to do that, and you're able to do that to a human being, so then what's that to do for Hashem too? There's a lot of depths in these parashiyot. There's so many lessons, so many vessels that we can take with us. And Bezat Hashem, the more that we tap into the parasha in the right way, with the right mindset to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll see that it opens up for us the whole entire week. So many lessons. A good piece of advice, take the aliyah, 7 aliyahs every parasha. The aliyah of the day. Take the aliyah of the day, read it. You see there's a lot of light there. A lot of light there. Just read it. And the Rashi, like Reb Nachman said, the main commentary on the Torah is Rashi, the rest is all bonus. And if you didn't learn with Rashi, you almost didn't understand it, right? Rashi's everything. Just go in there, get lost in there, try to connect it back to life. Download these lights. Because they are life and the length of our days. This is what the Torah is. Shabbat shalom and mevorach l'am Yisrael.